The public prosecutor in charge of Stefani's case, Antonio Migiani, said police had found Stefani hanging from the banister of the stairs leading from the kitchen to the attic. He was wearing only a T-shirt. A suicide note was attached to a string tied around his neck. Police did not reveal its contents, but they said Stefani had listed a series of unhappy events that had led him to kill himself, including the recent death of his father. They said they found no evidence of foul play. In newspaper editorials and conversations, Venice searched its soul and wondered how it could have overlooked Mario Stefani's many messages of despair, especially the ones in red spray paint. A gathering at the Ateneo Veneto celebrated his life and poetry. However, the priest in Stefani's neighborhood provoked a bitter controversy when he refused to allow the use of the Church of San Giacomo dell'Orio for Stefani's funeral because he had been a suicide. Ludovico de Luigi and other friends of Stefani's accused the priest of bias, saying he had invoked an old regulation that was no longer being enforced. They staged a protest demonstration in the Campo. The impasse was resolved a week later when the priest at the Church of San Giovanni e Paolo consented to have the funeral there. Hundreds of people attended. I sat next to de Luigi at the service. He was in a caustic mood. "All this week Mario's been in the refrigerator," he said. "I'm disgusted with the public. They pay more attention to his homosexuality than to his poems and his heart and soul. Nobody can see past the physical aspect because we live in a materialistic society. Everybody is explaining Mario's death through his asshole. They don't understand him. Today everything is tactile. We're back to the apes." Ludovico shrugged. "Me? I live in terror of the day they understand me, because it will mean I'm just like them. And that will be the end of my life, because all my life I've wanted not to be understood." Despite police assurances, some of Stefani's friends doubted that his death could have been a straightforward suicide. Stefani was physically inept, they said. He could not manage the simplest practicalities of daily life. As one friend put it, he would not have known how to hang a painting, much less himself. Maria Irma Mariotti, a journalist who wrote for the cultural newspaper Il Sole 24 Ore, had known Stefani for 35 years and was perplexed that he had been found in a state of virtual undress. "Mario was always concerned about his appearance," she said. "If he had planned this suicide himself, knowing that his body would be seen by any number of strangers, he would have wanted to be found in a more presentable state." Shortly after Stefani's death, his publisher, Editoria Universitaria, released a 50-page book of his most recent poetry, A Silent Desperation. The cover image was a black-and-white photograph of Stefani looking weary, and the mood of the poems inside was equally grim. He spoke of having a smile on his face, but a heavy heart. He was tired of living. Life was an unbearable weight. Death was waiting for him at the end of a solitary train ride. I found a copy of an earlier book of his poetry, Secret Poems. It had been published 3 years before his death, and even then, his frame of mind could not have been more clear. "I continue to live," he wrote, "but wish to die." It was obvious to me that most of the people who knew Mario had not read his poetry. I sat down and read for an afternoon. At least half of his poems were about life, death, searing memories, and the pain of love and longing. At this point, I decided to pay a call on Stefani's publisher. I had assumed, from the sound of its name, Editoria Universitaria, that it was an august academic press, but I could not find it in the phone book. After many queries, I discovered that it was a one-man operation belonging to Albert Gardin, who ran it out of his wife's antique clothing and costume shop in a narrow side street, Calle del Scaletter, not far from Campo San Giacomo dell'Orio.